On the line with us is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, to try to explain what's been happening in Chicago since they reopened last night for trade. Thanks so much, Kurt, for being with us. I think rather than starting in the wheat, where we have a much lower marketplace, I'd like to move into the soybeans right away, because there were some announcements about changes, but didn't make much difference in the way the exports affected what was happening in Chicago. What did we know about those changes and the exports for soybeans today?
Well, we'll see how the numbers, unfold here. This is the time window to see good exports, sales, and shipments. This morning, we did see a switch of 233,000 tons of beans from unknown to China. Had a new sale of 120,000 tons of beans. And bean oil sales to unknown, about 20,000 tons. So, and this is their prime window. Here at 10 o'clock, they're expecting export shipments to be about 68 million bushels. The fear or concern was is the bad weather in the Gulf and be able to load those ships. But they do sell raincoats and umbrellas, so I imagine they will have a decent shipment number. And plus, too, we just don't always ship off out of the Gulf. We do ship beans off the Pacific Northwest. But we'll watch those shipments. That's part of the balancing act here, one moving part. The other moving part is production. And as we move into next week on beans, there's a little concern that we'll see maybe a little bigger production number. We did see a little strength overnight. The Brazilian forecast was just a little bit drier than previously from last week's forecast. Bean planting is about 24% versus 41%, and that gave the bean market a little support overnight there.
What's been happening in the wheat market that tanked it this morning?
All spread activity, mainly. Not a whole lot of new news, a little better forecast for the world wheat production worldwide. Also, too, a little bit more talk of an increase of the wheat carryout in next week's report. Just wheat demands is kind of stagnant. We're not picking up the business we normally do. We're continuing to see these other countries take the lion's share of it.
Were you surprised at all that the downing of the Russian airliner over Egyptian airspace and the two are related via the Black Sea and exports of wheat didn't put a lift into the marketplace this morning for that commodity?
Well, I'm kind of in the dark here. I spent too much time trick-or-treating all the weekend here. I know there was that incident that took place, and they're still investigating and talking about mechanical problems, but
right.
That's going to be sensitive. The Pacific.
I should be careful. I said downing, and frankly, they don't know that just an airliner had gone down. How about that? And fell apart in the air rather than on the ground when it finally crashed. So we'll see how that all turns out. I was just mostly wondering whether that would have an impact over time. We'll see, I suppose. What else have you been watching in the marketplace this morning?
Well, mainly just the seasonal tendency in through here. Harvest progress is fairly well done. We're looking at, bean harvest being 92% completes the nation. Corn harvest, probably 85% completes the nation. Bins pretty well filled up. Elevators got their minimum storage on their books there. So producers are going to be tight holders in through here and see if they can't get a little bit up. But the big concern is the insurance came and went through here. We've got the fall corn price about 383. The bean price around this 891 area, so you can plug that into your insurance program, see if that works for you or not. But from here on out, producers have no downside protection if they're not hedged. So it's going to be sort of a touchy balance here as we move through this fall into winter to see if they hang on to through here and see if they can just receive some higher prices for their inventory or not.
And just so we can explain what that really means up until this point, and we talk about it when we set crop insurance prices during the month of February, if producers take crop insurance, they're roughly speaking have a hedge on their market on their marketings, protecting the downside. But now that we've passed the month of October, that has been lifted. And if there is more downside risk, then they're open to that, is what you're trying to tell me, I think.
Yeah, correct. It's a way to manage, you know, the risk. Last spring there, the spring price was $4.15, and what happens is the market goes down. Well, then, you know, they'll take the fall average, and the difference is plugged into that. Same thing on the beans, $9.73 versus $8.91. It's producers view that as a little bit of a management tool to manage some of this price risk, but that time's run out. Now the key is you know, what the market does from here on out. If it goes on lower, you're correct. It's downside risk for those unpriced bushels. So, you know, if the market goes up, that's great. So we're kind of in a cheering atmosphere here to see market try to move higher here so they can, you know, get some additional sales here as we go into the year end.
We'll talk more again this afternoon. Hey, thanks so much.
Very good. Take care, Todd.
Mm-hmm. That is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joined us on this Monday to take a look at the marketplace, recapping what's happening in Chicago at this hour. In the grains pit, corn futures are down 5 to 6 cents. Soybeans are off 2 to 4. Wheat futures are down 14 cents in the soft red, 10 cents in the hard red. Live cattle futures are about a buck, or rather 15 cents lower for the morning. Feeder cattle are up anywhere between 50 and 95 cents, and lean hogs are down 7.5 to up 20. The outside markets show us crude oil down 29 cents a barrel at $46.30. Ethanol futures at $1.57.5 are down 2.7. And gasoline on the wholesale price, that's the RBOB, at $1.36.4 per gallon, down 0.7. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 90 points at 17,684. The U.S. dollar down 0.194 at 96.82. And the gold futures for the day at $1,134 even, down $7.40. Hey, have you signed up yet for the Farm Assets Conference? That's coming up at the end of this month now, so no more delays. Time to get your tickets. It's just $30. The Farm Assets Conference is in Bloomington, Normal. All the details online at farmassetsconference.com. You can buy your tickets there as well, or just dial this number right now, 800-898-1065. We'll have a series of panel of analysts, including both Sue Martin and Jerry Golke, along with our regular on-air analysts. They'll be there. We'll go through big data. You've heard a lot about that probably in the last week as it relates to agriculture. We'll explore the topic in depth with one of the guys who's charged with making sure that big data works properly for Monsanto and Climate Corporation, the FieldView apps that you may already be using. We'll do that with John Jensen. He's a vice president at Climate Corp. And what else will we do? Well, we'll take a look at what next year's budgets look like and the price of farmland. That's all at the Farm Assets Conference, farmassetsconference.com, or 800-898-1065 for your ticket. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana.